subjects. Meeting's still going on. Someone up here who needs to share. Please give them some respect. Thank you.
Hey, James.
James Kathy.
Yeah, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? This one? Yeah. How y'all doing? Meeting going on.
That's fine.
My name's James, and I'm a certified addict.
Hey, James.
I'm up here. This is my second time being here. First time was last year. And I was in treatment when I came last year, you know. And last year when they brought me up here, I had just came from detox and went to the treatment. It was my fourth time being in treatment. And only the first time of me really wanting, you know what I'm saying, something new. I ain't going to sit there and say that I was trying to get clean. I was trying to dodge going back to jail because I got a lot of probation. So I knew it was either go to detox, then go to treatment again, or go back to prison again, period. I came up here, I came to a few meetings. You know, I was one of them types sitting in the back like, I don't care about that shit he talking about. I'm just here. I really came up here with the intentions of finding some ladies, you know, because in my addiction, you know, I smoke crack too, you know, so when I was smoking crack, I didn't care about a lady. I might be thinking about the lady before I take the hit, but once I take the hit, damn her, you know. But I listened, it was the room all the way in the back, and I remember that was the first meeting, and I listened to the guy, and he just told me all the things. Like, I just felt like that was my future if I kept on smoking. You know what I'm saying? All my night, yes, was like coming through him. And I tell the truth. Like, my not yes is what I'm scared of. I'm scared of fucking a dude or letting a dude fuck me for the next hit. You know? That's one of the things I really keep on my mind, because I know the things that I did do that I regretted. I know that was probably going to come down the line. But Melvin L, you know what I'm saying? I love that brother. I listened to him. Main speaker last year. And the main thing that I get out of it, I celebrated a year, 23rd, you know. And, yeah, definitely thank you, you know. And one of the things that I continuously remember every day is something that he said, which was, you never know what you have to use until you have to use it. So you'll use whatever is available to you. And I remember the story that he told about that man dressed like a woman in the back of the cab. And he said, I don't know what the hell he dressed like a woman for, because I would have went anyway. And that story stays in my mind, because I know if I go back out there, it might not be soon as I go back out, but eventually it's going to come down to that. And I know that. I keep that on my mind every day. And plus, it's just like the joys that I got now that I'm not using, it's like I ain't having while I was using. You know, like the brother has said, man, just waking up every day knowing what you got to do to get that next fix. You know what I'm saying, man? That's pain. That's pain that I don't want to feel no more, you know? And it feels good to be able to come up here by myself knowing that, you know, I'm coming to the convention. I'm coming to get me some help that's going to last the rest of the year until the next one. You know what I'm saying? And still going to meetings, because, you know, I miss meetings, so I plan to make up for all my meetings that I done missed while I'm up here, you know, so I'm going in every room. So that's another thing. And then, you know, it's just beautiful, because I look at it like, with all the things that I deal with on a regular, just trying to stay clean, they're the same things that I didn't want to deal with when I was using. You know what I'm saying? Now that I deal with them and not use deal with them, like, it's like strength every day. So all I try to do for real is just any and everything that I can to make sure that I don't use. And it's like they tell me all the time, like the process of the steps, like I'm still fucked up. I know that. But I'm going to get better because I'm more aware of the things that I messed up about now. You know what I'm saying? Whereas in before, I didn't care. I just thought that that was me. And I know that, it still was me. But the whole thing is I'm aware of it. So definitely getting better. Love to see everybody here. Going to continue to see y'all. Thank you for letting me share.
Mic is open if anybody wants to share. If we don't have anyone else to share, we'll go ahead and close it out. We're